Hi, Mike.
Nope. Hi, Kirsten. How are you today?
How did you call that hump day?
Hump day. Yesterday was hump day.
I'm now in meetings without interruptions since 9:30. It's now 5 o'clock. So maybe I'm not the most concentrated person today.
I hope that you didn't have to lead all of those meetings.
I had a lot to lead. It was our team day. Everybody was here. It was great. We made a lot of decisions. It was good, but I'm now done, to be
Yeah.
fair.
All right. Okay. Well, we'll take it easy on you. How's that?
Yeah. Let's see if anybody else shows up. And how is the agenda? I should have looked into the agenda before.
We don't have an agenda for today.
We don't?
Not in the document.
Oh.
But I hope it wasn't me who was supposed to create it.
No. It was me. I'm taking notes today, and I will. Hi, Kristin.
Hi.
I will create a very quick agenda. I'm sorry. You are the moderator today. Joe is coming.
Yep, made it.
Note taker is Kirsten, not Kristen. And if it helps everybody, I can share my screen so we look on the same page. So the next meeting is
Gonna be May.
May 1st. Are you meeting on May 1st? And in Germany, it's a day off. So is it a day off in America as well?
Nope.
No.
And you are meeting?
Yeah, we canceled the product council meeting because a lot of people would be out, but.
So, but if it's you three, then I
Yeah,
myself
we
will
can
be
do
home.
it.
Okay.
Might be quick, but we'll see.
So we need a moderator and a note taker next time. You can pick between the three of you.
Yeah. I'll note take.
All
Haven't done
right. I can moderate.
I put this, I'm saying when I'm back, maybe that's more easy. And I apologize for this long absence, but
but you're not really sorry.
no. Ah, Boaz is coming. That's good.
Hi.
Hi,
Hey,
Boaz.
Boaz.
Hello, how are you doing? Sorry, I'm having one of those very busy days. So all is good, hopefully, with all of you.
Yep.
Yeah, all good.
Yeah, we're
Good.
all good.
Good.
So I'm just copying the agenda from last time, and maybe we need to pick up on all of those topics, or is this topic done here? This one. You said you will submit to the CC.
Yes, I did.
And I should know the echo because I was here. Just a sec. No.
Can you hear me?
No.
Uh-oh.
Yes. Yeah. Now you can. We can hear you.
Okay, gosh. Yeah, I did submit it to the CC.
And can we now cancel this point here? Is this done?
Well, I think that the thing that I did for today was created a slide deck version of the documents that we've been talking about. And so I think that's what we would present to the CC.
Oh, gotcha. Sorry.
I think.
Presented the documents themselves, but we can reverse that.
Yeah, so the action items from last week's meeting down at the bottom, Mike would create, we'll transfer blah 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 the last bullet and the action items from last meeting.
Ah, okay, sorry, I didn't see it. Yeah.
Yep, and so I did that. And if you guys want to look at the link in
Okay.
there, yeah.
I'm opening it in a second for everyone if you'd like me to do that.
Okay.
Would you like to walk us through, Mike?
Sure. Yeah, so it's just basically the same sections, a little bit of verbiage changed here or there, but in short form. So, we wanted to set context for people that, Folio is open source, community driven. One of the reasons Folio was born is to give control back to libraries versus profit-driven vendors. And it's a strategic investment for library independence. Why does membership matter? Gives us financial stability to pay for things that we need, gives library control, and it also sends a strong signal to the market that we are a real thing and we're going to be around for a long time.
I'm simply continue switching to the slides.
Perfect. You're doing
If
great.
someone wants to ask something, just jump in, please.
Yeah, many benefits to membership, strategic alignment with organizational missions, and then also collective influence. I have to figure out how to say this, but yep. And yeah, no, that's good. And membership provides enhanced collaboration capabilities or opportunities, joining other institutions in either cohorts or pooling resources, sharing expertise, problem solving, et cetera. So benefits. What's the impact of growing our membership? Well, it leads to sustainability, gives us the ability to have professional platform management, blah, 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 increased innovation capacity. I'm not married, by the way, to necessarily any or all of these words. So if you guys think something comes off awkwardly, feel free to point it out. We're transitioning from a build to a sustain phase. Shifting from an EBSCO-driven growth to balanced community approach. All right, so that's a phrase that that made it back from Claude that I didn't edit out. So I don't think I want to say that.
This may be too offensive. I
Too
mean, I like
dumb.
it, but and it's true, but
Yeah, so I don't think I want to call out EBSCO.
maybe vendor driven.
Why are we talking about this stuff?
You mean whether or not to include the word EBSCO here?
No, why do we need a slide?
Because it's a really big change. It's a super big change. And if you can't manage that, the community is dead.
The membership is going to drive, part of the reason we're doing this at all is because membership is needed to give us that funding to be sustainable.
Okay, so maybe we can say that in the instead of folio governance transition, like saying, why does it matter now? Or something like that. And
Okay.
then,
Yeah,
You might be able to call it contract-driven growth too. That would be a little bit more neutral, and that would you know, or if there's some way, you know, because I feel like the growth has been, it's been contract driven to acquire large new customers, and it's going to be shifting to more of a balance, like you're saying. Maybe that would be one way to work on that.
Can we say pivoting from build to community sustainability phase or something like that? It's all tied to like why it's cool to be a member and what are your responsibilities. So maybe at the headline it should be something about that, because otherwise, you know. Like a,
Yeah.
you know.
So what's happened here is some of the other bits, and I didn't, like I said, I'm admitting I didn't check this well enough, but some of the bits of my chat that sort of went into tangents leaked into here. So like this whole prioritization framework for that doesn't make any sense. And so I'm kind of feeling like maybe we just delete this whole slide.
Yep.
Yeah.
I think it can be like a headline of the whole slide deck. You know? Like you can, like if you went to the first slide, you can say shifting from that to community sustainability or something like that. And then
Right.
it kind of, you know, it's like sets the context for why are we talking about the whole thing.
Right. So I want to go up and do that in a second, change the title of the slides. But just on this conclusion slide, the very last slide. Do you guys feel like this is too preachy?
No.
I would simply not say, I would simply just delete the word ethical.
Deliberate, intentional,
Do you think about shared?
shared, yeah, shared is always good.
Kristen.
Sorry, I think there should be something about open on this last slide too. I'm trying to think of the right way to word it, but I mean, we could be maintaining marketplace choice by working with other vendors besides Clarivate, which I know we're not saying here, but that's, you know, part of what we're saying. But I think we want to say, like, you know, strategic investment in open infrastructure or something along those lines.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, we have a principle at Chicago now that says open is the default of everything we do.
Oh, you become Lehigh?
Nah.
I'm sure we were influenced. We have not been a leader in this area, so,
I'm just kidding.
you know. We used to be. We will wait until
Yes.
other people pay for our open, and we're not there anymore.
What I would like to strengthen a bit is not just strategic investment in open source, but if how can we phrase that properly, that this is essential in a way. I mean, if we don't manage this shift with the community, the open source project for you is simply done. Then it's an EBSCO project. Maybe the code is provided open source in future, but no one else can run it. I mean, this is really a serious thing.
Yeah.
Leadership also is good. Community. So, because we're cool like that and we have 15 minutes, are we convinced? So we read the slides, we're like, is this like what we wanted to share? Because if you remember, there was this question that haunts us. Where is the added value? And we answered some good things here, but that question will show up again, right?
I think it's the most honest PowerPoint I've ever seen about Folio. I like it.
Why do you say that, Kirsten?
Because it really addresses the things that where what Folio is really about. And it doesn't have the fairy tale about what we talked a long time. And as we already said, a free ticket for WolfCon is not really a reason for membership. You get a whole library system back that is open, that is driven by libraries. And if all this works, it's a great thing. But we are not there yet.
I like it. I think it's not answering still why would I pay 15 instead of 5.
Because hopefully every successful leader knows that you can't do this with a handful of dollars. I mean, that we could put on the table slides as well somewhere, but that's maybe difficult to phrase. Such a project can't live on peanuts.
I just raised it because I'm kind of I re we have a member in our own committee that asks that question, so
Yeah, but that's simply the truth.
yeah, I like it. I'm good with that.
I like it as well.
Yeah, well, I mean, when we take it to the community council, we're for sure going to get a lot of comments and suggestions and questions. So I imagine that this thing will evolve. Do you
So,
think it, one last thing, do you think it makes sense to reference or link to the full documents or not?
I would link to them. Yeah, why not?
Yeah, I guess thinking about your question, Boaz, I was looking at it. This was related to open access more than open source. I was talking about how to reach 100% open source. And I grabbed this phrasing from it about, not just the expanding how open source is going right now, but it's a transitioning to a system that is open for all scholars and all ways of knowing. I don't know if, we could adapt that a little bit more into the open source ethos versus, open access, but it is all under sort of that open umbrella.
Another slide now.
And just adding the links to the documents, the longer documents.
So we are discussing this slide deck at the next CC meeting, or what do we think? It's on Monday, I assume.
Yeah, Job, were you successful in getting it on the agenda?
I was.
Okay, all right.
So if we need to, but I got the foundational documents on the agenda, not the slide deck, so I will.
I think that's okay. Yeah, maybe we can just add, and I think it's fine to edit the document, the agenda, just to
Okay.
add this or
Okay.
change it up. Yeah. Nobody's touchy about that stuff.
Got it. Will do.
So, Kristen, your suggestion in chat, did you think that's a were you thinking about that on the last slide in the conclusion?
Yeah, I mean, it's not quite worded exactly the right way for Folio, but just that idea of I guess what struck me, and I'm trying to explain it, was like it's more than just an alternative to the marketplace. It is I don't know, like a way of being. I'm trying to come up with the right approach here. So I don't know if that's something to that we could put in there somehow. I don't know. I don't know what you think, Boaz, but I was trying to think about that answer to your question, like why should I pay more here?
I don't know. Yeah, it's I need to think more about it.
Yeah, I mean, we got a little time.
You know, like also like just curious because of the other all the other conversations that we have all across the board now. I think that they all sort of tie together. So like it's almost like a question of timing, you know, when do we present this? And when we talk about, you know, the marketplace and when we talk about the community of developers and when we, you know, like all of it is like kind of maturity phase of like the project. And I think that like I like us kind of, you know, like saying as we get to that phase, like what is the shared accountability that the members need to take on in order to and in that way I can kind of see if we shared accountability and we have a project and we have processes, then here's like the my contribution. You know, yeah. So I'm kind of I think what we usually miss in anything like that is a recognition of the effort across the board. So like, you know, like we miss the recognition of effort from suppliers that have been building all of this for so long. We miss the recognition of effort from the SIGs and the all the experts and all of that. So like, you know, like if we were like saying your money is actually also a way to recognize the
Sorry, Boaz, may I interrupt you very harshly?
yeah.
I'm just, and maybe I'm simply wrong, but I'm just seeing, did we hand in anything about a face-to-face members meeting? And today is the 24th, and we have 5 minutes left.
I don't know. We didn't.
Did we? No, we didn't, right?
Not as far as I know.
Yeah, I asked that it be added to the that a vote be added to the agenda for Community
Monday.
Council.
Okay.
But that means we need to, yeah, I hope we get permission to hand in that later, right?
Yeah.
Okay, sorry I rumbled, but I kind of I miss quite often the holding each other accountable and the recognition of our expertise all around. It's okay.
Yeah, I'm sorry, Boaz. I didn't want to interrupt you. I was just looking at the time, and I have a meeting afterwards, and I'm on holiday the next time. So I'm just asking, is someone here willing to take care of the WolfCon meeting? just handing in a very small abstract, and we can work on that later so that we simply have a slot blocked.
Member meeting, yeah. Yeah, I can do that. I can do that.
Okay, wonderful. I'm adding already some help.
Thank you.
Okay. And do we have a date now for the first meeting? I left this last CC meeting early, so.
Yeah, I think Joe, is that on the agenda for the CC meeting Monday to determine the date for?
It's 12 on. Oh, okay. So we are okay. So we have this, we have this.
Yeah,
Okay.
I did create a little Google form with the pre-meeting question that we could. So you and I shared that in chat, in the Slack. I think I also put the link in the document, but it might have ended up above or below where you're typing now.
Where shall I put that, what you wrote in the chat? Sorry, I didn't got
Here,
that.
I will stick the link in the document again.
Okay, good. Thank you.
Yeah.
Joe, I updated the agenda to have the power the slides instead of the documents.
Okay, thank you, Mike.
Yeah, so if anybody's pissed, they can be pissed at me.
Okay. Appreciate it.
Day.
I'm
They
sure Sydney will take great offense.
Okay, that is for. So we have a lot for the next community council.
Yeah, it's going to be, it's packed. The agenda's packed.
Yeah. So we need to follow up on all of this, and you need to follow up then on the next in the next meeting what the outcome is on May 1st. Anything else? You have 2 minutes left, so now we can go back to more content-based discussion. Okay, but we are clear, and I did today moderation and note-taking, and that excuses me from the next meetings. Okay. You're
Perfect.
okay.
Two for one. Love
Okay.
All right.
Good. I will copy the agenda for the next meeting, and I wish you all the best. And if something is really heavily needed, you can ping me. But yeah,
Looks
I'm
good.
sure everything will be fine.
Yep, it will be fine. Enjoy your vacation.
Yeah, enjoy
Okay.
your holiday.
Bye bye.
Bye.
Bye, guys.
Bye.